T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, here's a lovely headline. On Sunday, police in Thailand arrested a 24-year-old guy for stealing and having sex with over 100 pairs of flip-flops.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Interesting.
Loves his ladies and thongs? I don't know.
Yeah.
At least it weren't Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Crocs, they get around too much. He's not going to go with them.
Yeah, he's not. But you can at least understand with Crocs maybe how you might have a little action with them. I'm not sure how this worked with this guy. I mean, he stole 126 pairs of flip-flops from people's homes. Then he'd take them to his apartment. He would caress these flip-flops. He would kiss them, rub them all over his naked body. And yes, eventually he would have his way with them. He would make love.
They posted a picture of all the flip-flops.
Whoa!
And they're of all varieties. You got the ones with the thong kind of thing going on. You got the sliders.
Yep.
You got them all, man.
Yeah, he all sizes, all colors and styles. This man liked the variety.
Yeah,
he really did.
I mean, yeah, he didn't have one type.
Here's the thing: He was arrested for this last year. But what they didn't know was what he was doing with the flip flops. They just knew that he was stealing them. Last year, he gets arrested for it. Then, of course, they find out again this year that he's stealing them. But then they find out why.
Did they catch him in the act?
Ooh, the story does not say that. But I mean, how else would they know?
I think they call it the flip flop fetish.
Yeah. Multiple charges of theft, obviously. Also, he's in trouble for breaking his local coronavirus curfew. Mm. And I got to be thinking, man, I mean, if you are...
Flip-flops weren't wearing masks.
Yeah. Plus, if you're, if you're basically having a sort of like DNA roulette with all those, I'm just like, this guy's not very healthy.
I just got it. I mean, because at first I'm like, oh, how did that happen? I'm no different than probably a lot of people. I have a pair of flip-flops outside of our back area. So when, you know, I take Lulu out, and I got to go pick up the poops or whatever, I don't have to, like, go into the garage, get some shoes. There's always a pair of sliders in our back nook. So I could just, like, instantly pop them
on. Oh, so that's how he's getting them? Because people
wouldn't be
leaving
surprised.
Them outside like you are. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, it's flip-flops. You know,
who wants them?
Better check your shoes, Steve.
Yeah. You know, I don't have to keep my... Thankfully, they're sliders, and I have socks on, typically. So, you know, at least I have a little protection.
Socks and sandals, really?
Well, now...
Dude, I'm not, like, going out, like, for a walk. It's just, like, I pick up some dung.
Well, wait. First of all, if you're wearing socks and sandals, it's not like you're weird here. And maybe other places might call you weird, but that's normal here. People do that all the time.
No, if I was going out for a walk, I wouldn't put socks on. I'm not a socks and sandals kind of guy. I'm insulted that everybody even trying to accuse me of
being. Oh, wow. I don't know, man. I think you fit right in. I feel like after all the years, you finally blended.
Yeah, dad mode, man.
Yeah.
Sweet. You finally blended, my friend.
I do have my cargo shorts.
All right, you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
This is a really fascinating thing about people and names, this because there's a new profile in GQ, and it turns out we've been saying Steve Buscemi's last name wrong all these years. And I said it wrong, so you'd know who I'm talking about. His name, I guess, is Buscemi. Which, by the way, there was an artist that did comics for the a book that I used to do for Marvel Comics. I used to like a lot, and I always used to call him John Buscemi. But then I thought, oh, I guess I was saying his name wrong all this time because that's how I knew how to say it. But then when you know Steve came out, I'm like, all right, well, I guess it's not Buscemi. I bet it's Buscemi. Turns out it is Buscemi.
Well, and sometimes like situations, you know, like I think about like my last name. It's pronounced the way people pronounce it. There's if you're from Italy, the G's are silent.
Oh, definitely, like Pagliacci's.
Right, but like when my grandfather came over from Italy and moved to America, he thought it would make it more American if he made the G hard.
Oh, like Pagliacci's.
Right.
Ah.
So technically, we're pronouncing our name wrong, but that's the way that our grandparents decided to make the name sound.
What I love, though, is that a guy at some point told somebody his name, because, mm-hmm. I mean, when he started acting, I'm Steve Buscemi, and nobody cared and just started calling him Buscemi. It's like GIF and JIF. Nobody cared what the original creator of the name wanted it to be called. They just started doing that and calling Buscemi.
Well, and also because and on this interview clip, he talks about how, like, you know, it, technically there's... Oh, he's not even pronouncing it the proper way, I guess.
I introduced you as Buscemi. Because of my extensive research, I learned that that's how you pronounce your last name.
That's true.
Even though everyone else in the entire world pronounces it Buscemi.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
what do you want it to be?
Well, I can't say Buscemi because I didn't grow up that way.
Right. Have you just given up on correcting people, or have you...
I don't correct people if they say Buscemi because it's not wrong.
Yeah.
So who am I to say that you're wrong?
Because in fact, in Italy, in Sicily, where your family's from,
Buscemi.
So we're all getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Buscemi.
Yeah.
So he pronounces his own last name wrong, but that's just the way he pronounces it.
Oh, Buscemi. So that probably is why so many, you know what, and the artist that from Marvel Comics, maybe he was Buscemi after all.
Right.
Who knows? You see, it's so funny. I heard the same thing about Rihanna because somebody asked her, you know, your name is Rihanna. That's what you've always been. She goes, yeah. And they go, well, how did they start calling you Rihanna if you call yourself Rihanna? She goes, I have no idea.
It's like that even wrestling dude is a wrestler by the name of Tommaso Ciampa. And he even has it on his Twitter. It's like the pronunciation, it's Ciampa, but everyone says because the way it's spelled, it looks like it's Ciampa, Ciampa. Even announcers, everyone pronounces it Ciampa, even though he's made it a point to be like, no, it's Ciampa. And I think he probably just got to the point where he doesn't even correct people.
I lived in the town I grew up in Massachusetts, and I've never heard of this phenomenon ever, that you go outside of our county in the state, and it's not a big county, and nobody pronounces the name of our town the way we do. It is it was the weirdest thing. Like, we would watch the local news, you know, say like you're watching Q13 or you're watching, you know, King 5. You've never heard anybody on those local stations pronounce anybody's town wrong from the state that they're in. They know how to pronounce their own names of their own towns. And yet in Massachusetts, they would always call it Tewksbury.
Yeah.
Is it like it's a toque you wear on your head? And it was Tewksbury. And so I was like, I don't understand it. How do you people not know this? I mean, we're in the same state. It's not like you just moved here and
so
everybody.
Funny.
Yeah. And I've never had that phenomenon in any place I've lived all across the country where somebody pronounced somebody else's town that was like basically next to their town wrong. You know, and nobody ever. So over there in Tewksbury, and I go, why did you decide to call it that? Nobody in my town calls it that.
I get it 100% because everyone up here in Seattle pronounces my last name wrong. And the way that I pronounce
it's V,
it,
though.
It's V, yeah, just Danny V. No, it's V Hill is the way that we say it in New Mexico, but it has a G in it, so everyone up here automatically thinks it's Vigil.
Uh-huh. Well,
and I just don't correct anyone because I mean, I don't like to have the conversation. Well, no, it's V Hill. Well, what do you mean it's V Hill? There's no H
right,
in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, just call me
Which is funny because yours has an H. My G is like an L when it's pronounced properly.
Yep.
It's just so funny how things are. I've gotten to a point now, my wife laughs at me. Whenever we go anywhere and they look at it, everyone always wants to try and pronounce it because it's a long last name. It's Migliori, which is why ever since I was a kid, I was called Migs because teachers couldn't pronounce it properly because they'd be like Miglior, and it's just like...
Yeah, just call me Migs.
Dude, at this point now, though, my wife cracks up. We'll go somewhere and they'll look at the credit card and it's like always like a fun game for whoever it is, and they just look at it and they attempt, and I go, you got it. and they butchered it.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it. I don't care how you pronounce it.
Oh, that's nice.
And my wife's like, why don't you just correct it? I'm like, it's a lot easier just to say yes, make them feel good for a second, than me having to go back and forth like Danny and trying to, like, Mig, Lee, or E. It's like, yeah, you got it. Mig, Lee, or.
I think I'd pay to see you do that every time.
That would be hilarious. See,
got it. Nailed it.
I'm the opposite. Like, my real last name, I used to pronounce it incorrectly until I had a counselor at school ask me. She's like, is that really how you pronounce it? I'm like, no, I just Americanized it so other people can pronounce it. She's like, don't do that because why are you erasing part of your heritage? And so I just politely tell people like the correct pronunciation because it has a double L and in Spanish it's called an Eye. So, you know.
Oh, like, so I should be calling you Asholye?
Yes.
Instead of the
yes,
what I call you?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's
you just got that seat.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's important to me. For sure, but I don't condemn anybody.
I'm glad you got it, though, Steve. Yeah.
Took a minute.
It did take a minute.
It took like 5 seconds. Yeah. Cut me some slack.
I wasn't sure anybody was going to get it. I was hoping you would. Yeah.
I'm just used to you calling me that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lovely name. And now I'm pronouncing it correctly now.
Yes, thank you.
Look at that.
Yeah, a show. Yeah. Yeah. Danny, there is a word, though, that is your name. That's the thing. We have vigils all the time. Yeah. So it didn't even occur to me that there was a different pronunciation.
I thought
even
it was Vigil.
Vigil. Yeah. I wonder if, in fact, we stole that that word from, you know, from Spanish because of the fact, you know, English language steals from everybody.
Yeah. Well, and that was Rev's point, too. He was like, I thought you had the coolest superhero name when you moved
here. I did.
Daniel Vigilante. And it was like, no.
At least he corrected me.
Yeah.
I still felt like an idiot.
That's when I still cared. At this point, it's just like, I'm not...
You corrected me too, though, Danny. That was really sad. I was like, oh, all these years. Like, I was so proud that I did know what your last name was, just didn't pronounce it.
Well, in New Mexico, it's a really common name, so you don't have to correct anyone. But then moving up here, it was like, oh, you have to correct everyone. And at that point, I was like, I'm just done.
Yeah, I don't
Well, imagine, though, like, we're watching the Titan games. That it's basically American Gladiators hosted by The Rock.
Of course you're watching it.
Right, and there was one of the competitors. Her last name was Seaman. And it was just like...
Yep.
I think I'd be like, no, my name is Samen or something.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's hard.
Right?
As it were.
Yeah, that's really...
Salmon.
Yeah. And I'm just like a 14-year-old when they're doing the play-by-play. And like, oh, unfortunately, Seaman didn't have it in her. It's like, what the hell?
Okay, that's not right. That is right. Is it around here? I don't know. I've lived somewhere where there was a Seaman's Furniture, and I thought, you got to change your name.
I know the furniture name. I just don't know if it was around here either.
But that's the other thing. It was just like, there was Seaman's Furniture, and then in Rochester, New York, I don't understand why this guy wouldn't change his name to Richard. He was a Pontiac dealer, and his name was Dick Eyed. And I'm just like, okay, Dick and then IDE. But I'm just like, who's going to buy a dick-eyed Pontiac? I don't think anybody,
kind of would.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't think you got to change your name. But people, you know, I think he probably felt, you're going to remember who I am. I'm the guy that sells cars. I'm dick-eyed. And I'm just like, okay.
I don't know this. I need to listen to some Zac Brown. I didn't know that he has a song where he talks about Spokane, but he refers to it as Spokane in one of his songs. But that's because he was trying to rhyme it with the word cocaine. Yeah. So it's like, that's pretty awesome.
Do you think he was trying to rhyme it with cocaine or really thought it was pronounced Spokane? Because I did for years. I didn't know it was Spokane.
The lyric, cocaine flame on my bloodstream, sold my coat when I hit Spokane?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to believe he was trying to rhyme it. You know, it's not like Weezer.
I don't know.
It's not like Weezer Maria Biatch.
I love the Spokane. No, sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I think he's making an excuse for his ignorance. I will admit it. I always called it Spokane.
Oh, and someone even brought up the point. I almost forgot about that. It was the best part of the Titans game show. The person's like, yeah, her last name was Seaman, and her job, she was an OBGYN. They were like, I was dying last night watching the Titan games. I was like, yeah, that is like, it's almost like you were meant to have that job.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now.
What?
I believe they wrote that. It's too good.
No, they had footage of her working at the doctor's place.
Well, I'm not saying she didn't work at the doctor's place. I bet that's not her name. That's just too good to be true. Everything about that story is just awesome.
And porn companies have lab coats. I mean, they can just give the costume away on that.
This wasn't like a penthouse forum.
No, but we're just,
Seaman.
I want to look up Jamie Seaman and see if she really has a place somewhere, because she should be on the internet. I feel like they made that name for the Titan games.
That's all I'm saying.
Because it's really fantastic. It's a great story.
Dr. Jamie Seaman.
okay, she exists. Well, then you can't make this stuff up, and they didn't.
Right.
I say, I'm suspicious. Whoa. That's Dr. Seaman? Damn.
She's very attractive.
Wow. All right. That makes me... I'm sorry, but if you look like that and your name's Dr. Seaman, how do you expect any guy to have a chance?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Side,
there's no chance.
I gotta walk
around with a pillow if I'm going to meet Dr. Seaman who looks like that.
She has fertility issues, too. So, I mean, like, that's also like, you know, a guy has to go there to do something.
Well,
it's
you
like,
don't need to get a book at that terrible. Point, right? They don't even set you in a room. They can just let you stand next to her.
We should be canceled.
Wow. No, she's got a name, but she's a gorgeous woman, and she's a fertility doctor.
Yeah.
That's perfect. You just walk in the office, and she goes, here's a cup. You don't even have to go in the next room because I know, and you're right. Give me that cup quick because otherwise...
It's a great episode of Titan Games.
All right.
It's back, baby.
It's back. Okay.
There she is.
That's Dr. Seaman, too?
Okay.
Yeah, she's Dr. Fit and Fabulous.
She's Dr. Yeah.
All right. Now you're making it weird.
Oh, really?
PJ, you should sit down.
Weird?
Yeah,
embarrassing
us. Yeah.
Sorry. What do you think? Well, stop showing me pictures of Dr. Seaman, okay? What do you think is... Just a great name. What do you think is the happiest song of all time? Well, I'll tell you this. You can probably thank Guardians of the Galaxy for what came in at number one. That's a hint. I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. According to a recent survey, people were asked, okay, pick the happiest song of all time. And you know what? We're in the COVID, we're in the pandemic, the lockdown. Yeah, you need something to put a smile on your face, and music is doing it.
Nine Inch Nails is Hurt.
That's it.
Wow.
Wow.
If that's my happiest song, you guys might want to check in on me every once in a while.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Listening to the Johnny Cash version right now.
Yeah, that's not on the list here.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I do have the top 10. We will actually let you hear the top five of them anyway.
Okay.
But anybody have a guess at all? What is a song that is your happy song to go to? You want to throw out there?
Steal My Sunshine by Len. That's my answer to every question.
Good call.
It's the greatest one-hit wonder. It's the greatest happy song ever.
It is a good song.
Steal My Sunshine.
It's not in the top 10, but I mean, it's awful tough. I mean, you can't argue with that. That's a good song.
I know one that puts me in a happy mood every time, but usually gets a groan from everyone is Never Gonna Give You Up.
Number 10 on the list.
Oh, it really is on the list?
On the list.
That's amazing.
The Rickroll thing?
Yeah. I think it is because of the Rickroll. I'm not
sure.
That's
why I love it so much.
I don't think it would have made the top 10 if not for the Rickroll phenomenon.
What about someone texted in Shiny Happy People from R.E.M.?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's a fun song.
That puts me in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Shiny Happy People.
No.
I'd rather hear Everything Hurts is a happier song in my world.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I like something a little like softer happy, like Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh. The Hawaiian version's really good too.
That's the one I'm referring to.
The ukulele?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Give me some alcohol and a beach.
And I know, I think he recently passed away, the man that sang that. I wish I remembered his name because, I mean, it's a classic version and I can't remember his name.
Somebody want to know if this we need to list.
Number one!
Nobody wanted to know that.
Oh,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah, no, nobody. There's no way the textures are that mean. You,
right there, Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, F that person.
253.
Hey, 253, guess what? You're banned.
So wow.
Yeah.
Chris says, happy song, Bob Marley's Jammin'. Can't Change My Mind.
Ooh, Bob Marley's jamming. Not in the top 10, but I can't argue with it. I mean, again, you know, how are you going to make a top 10 and not really leave stuff out?
Please tell me that someone said Pharrell happy. I hope that's not in the top 10 because that'll make me happy.
Yeah, it's making you happy because it's not there.
It's just too much. That's
yeah. So far, all we've guessed is just actually Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode's number 9.
Ooh, Just Can't Get Enough.
Yeah,
just can't get enough.
I like Personal Jesus better, but yes. It's not as happy.
It doesn't make you happy.
I don't really. Just Can't Get Enough doesn't make me happy. I wonder what. Oh, really? It's all based just on a survey.
See, number 8 makes me happy, and it's also it sounds like a happy song.
I'm Too Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy. That's
yes.
It. No, it's my girl Katrina and her
Walking
waves.
On Sunshine. It's interesting that a lot of these seem to be from the 70s.
Well, that's from the 80s, but okay. And actually, they're all from the 80s so far.
It's interesting that they all seem to be from the 80s.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, could you fix that in post?
Yeah. We got that. We'll fix that in post.
Thanks.
There are some from the 70s, in the top 5 at least.
Oh, I know one that it's not going to be on. It's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
EMF, Unbelievable.
Yo, Unbelievable. It's not on the list, at least in the top 10, but it's good.
Jesus Jones right here, right now.
Wow.
I'm now going down a weird one-hit wonder.
You are.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah. This one here is from a very popular singer. He had a buddy named Garfunkel.
Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? Was it that song with him and Chevy Chase?
Is that the one? I don't know.
Yes, it is, because Chevy Chase was in the video. Yep. You Can Call Me Al.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the only Paul Simon song I like. The rest are trash.
You Can Call Me. Wow, that's harsh. Those are harsh.
They're boring.
Oh, my God. Come on. Yeah.
I'm more of a Garfunkel guy, personally.
Slip out the back jack, you know. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover is a great song, dude.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Okay, fine.
Cool, man. Yeah, it's an awesome song.
It was the times, okay? That's all I'm saying. It was the times. Mm-hmm. Got to slip out the back, Jack.
How about Chumbawamba, Tub Thumpin'?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh.
Not on the list. It's all right. I mean, it's not a bad song.
Semi-Charmed Kind of Life from Third Eye Blind.
That's kind of a dark one, too, though.
Yeah, it's about crystal meth, but it sounds like a happy song. It's got some doo-doos in it.
See, I would put, if you want a song that doesn't sound, it's not a happy-sounding lyric song, but it's a happy song, I'd put Sawed Off Shotgun by the Glorious Sons in there.
That's a great song.
Because it's an anthem song.
It's anthemic, yeah.
It's just like you want to, and you realize, wait a minute, this poor guy's life sucks. What am I happy about?
We're singing about a guy who's hit really rock bottom.
This one here, okay, you don't want to talk about 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, but this one here is surely something you can do to your lover in some people's interpretations.
Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah. Nice.
No, this one is
like the Discovery Channel.
From Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, well, that's rude.
Well, I know, but so
poor
I'm telling
Eileen.
You, it's what
Come
people's
on, Eileen.
Yeah, people say that all the time. That's a good song. All right, so
who's the band that covered it? Was it the Save Ferris?
Real Big? Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Save Ferris.
Was it, or was it Real Big Fish?
No,
I can't remember.
Ferris.
Okay, they did the other one.
Yes,
Take on Me.
Yes,
it's not as good as Weezer's version.
So much better than Weezer's.
Way better than Weezer's.
I haven't heard
version.
That. I haven't heard their version, so I don't know.
It's a ska version of Take On Whatever.
I can't.
Take on Eileen.
Yeah. Take on Eileen.
I like it.
Take on Eileen. Take on Eileen. Number 5. I don't think we can argue with this one, can we? It seems like all these songs are from the 70s or maybe 80s.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, what are we doing?
Karaoke morning.
All right.
Steve, we finally do have one from the 70s.
You know what's funny, though? This is like, I got into a weird hair metal kick yesterday while I was working out, and I was like, I want to listen to Poison.
Oh,
so
wow.
I put on Poison's like Open Up and Say Ah record, and I lasted a couple songs. I'm like, man, I forgot how great this record was until I started listening more, and I'm like, now I remember why I don't listen to this record.
There you go.
It's got a couple decent songs, and then it just goes downhill quick.
Yeah.
But man, Unskinny Bop, that would be on my list of songs that make me happy.
Oh, really?
That's a pretty good one, actually.
Not on the list.
I like the video, too. It was like a neon chick walking around.
Forget about it.
This next one, I don't know. I mean, I know it's everybody's happy song, and I know there was a musical, and I get it. But it's just not what
Rock
I would
of Ages?
Choose. No, it's not what
Cats?
I would choose. No.
Oh, nice.
Good song. No, I can't do it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. What?
I
She's
know people
dancing and having the time of her life.
It's people just like, they say like ABBA, I think, to be ironic or weird.
No way, man. I legitimately love ABBA.
Why? It's so weird that you like ABBA.
This is such a fun song.
Fun for what?
For dancing and having the time of your life. You can dance. You can jive.
This takes me back to when we used to do the skate deck when I was a kid. It was just rolling around a roller rink, and the song would come up, and that's about the only connection I have to the song.
Yeah, but it was the remix by the A-Teens, like some Disney Channel band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never knew the ABBA version until somebody played me the original. I was like, what is that?
Ew.
Yeah, I'm just not a... I never really get on board with ABBA. I know some people are obsessed with ABBA.
Number three is surprising to me because you and I just had a conversation, actually, because it was a cover of one of their songs that we thought, this band really is a good band, but they're not known for how good they were because of a particular disco situation.
Oh, the Bee Gees.
Yeah, and that's why this one here, number three, is this the happiest song?
Hell yeah.
Staying alive.
Wow, the lyrics are amazing.
Yeah, the earlier stuff is like kind of folky and
amazing,
like cool.
Yeah,
and then they just said, "Screw it, we want to make money.
Gotta make some cash."
I don't blame them.
No,
I just, this is the number three happy song.
I kind of wish I was in a recording studio while they were recording that record, especially that song, because it's really, when you pay attention to the musicianship, it's a pretty interesting song. Like, they do a really good job. Hey, granted, it's disco and no one likes disco, but there's some songs where I'm like, I would love to just be in the room to just either A, see how many drugs are on where they come up with these ideas, or B, just what kind of weird mad scientists some of these artists were when they were coming up with like the rhythm to whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Steve. I mean, it's not a horrible song. It's just, it's disco. I guess that's the problem.
Everyone seemed to hate disco.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, but if you're going on a walk and you just have that, you've got that step. Oh, it's a great song for
that. Dude, today's summer, sunny out, put on some headphones and just walk around while listening to the Bee Gees. I bet you'd like, people be like, what's wrong with that guy? He looks really confident.
What's wrong with him? He looks confident.
What's wrong? He looks confident.
He's like snarling while he's walking. He's like,
staying alive.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, so okay. Jesse Pinkman is listening to that song.
Somebody was wondering if Shawn Michaels' wrestling theme song, Sexy Boy, is on there.
Wow.
I don't know if that one's on there, but William Shatner's version should be.
I'm just a sexy boy.
There we go.
I'm not your boy. I'm just a sexy boy.
God, William. Oh, Bill. Number two, interesting. I feel like there are other songs by this band that make me happier. But we'll see what you think about this one. I'm
driving at the speed of Queen.
Nice. Take a
supersonic man out of you. No, this doesn't do it for me.
Oh, this is on so many of my playlists.
It's a cool song.
It makes me happy because of the Shaun of the Dead, where they just go and they're killing the zombies.
They're beating up all the zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Although, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I forgot about that. This was the soundtrack to that.
The opening of We Will Rock You puts me in a way, like, more, I guess it'd be more pumped than happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and you know, the trouble is you know me, that still, the thing that I think that makes me the happiest is the opening to Sweet Child of Mine. Now, does the rest of the song do that? Well, yeah, I mean, actually, that song, to me, should be on the list. Should be in the top 10, Sweet Child of Mine. That's a great riff.
We're talking about openings. I mean, it's that moment when one of our great philosophers, Fred Durst, goes, "All right, partner, you know what to do. Keep on rolling."
Yeah, that makes you happy?
It makes me happy.
Every time.
Every single freaking time when I hear him say, "All right, partner," I'm like, I'm in, man. Let's get on the horse.
Rolling.
What?
All right. This one here.
There's a roller coaster. Oh, man, where?
It's in Florida.
The rockin' roller coaster where you get to pick what song you want to listen to while you go up and you ride the roller coaster. And one of the options is Limp Bizkit's Rollin'. And every time we've ever gone, we've gone a couple times in our life when we've gone on vacation. It's in Florida, right? Yeah.
Yes.
It's what you said. I don't even look at what other options are. I just go, Limp Bizkit rolling. I want to hear All Right, Partner, because I'm about to go up that roller coaster.
That seems appropriate.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, really, that should be the only one they give you a choice on.
No, my wife's like, did you go with this song or this song? I'm like, no, I went with Limp Bizkit. Yeah. I go with Limp Bizkit every time we ride this freaking ride. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're very aggro about it. Are you happy or are you ready to kill somebody?
I've never been happier, BJ. Okay.
All right, that's good to know.
You're ready to break stuff.
Now this one here, we can. I think we have to thank Guardians of the Galaxy for this one, because it was a really great opening scene to that movie, and it was because of the music chosen.
Mr. Blue Sky,
yeah.
Tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we come along? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
This is also a song I'd like to be in the studio for when they recorded it.
Yeah.
Take all the drugs they took.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Who's the guy that's like, hey, can we just add a
Oh, that's probably Jeff Lynne.
That's awesome.
Because Jeff's like, I can't sing like this forever, so let me do it while I can.
That is so cool. That is a great song.
Yeah.
I never even heard it before. I was never an ELO guy. So it wasn't until Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't even know that song existed.
Yeah, ELO was quite a, they had stuff. They really did have stuff. That was my generation right there.
You know what also makes me happy is the Alan Parsons Project song, the one that the Chicago Bulls use.
Oh.
When they used to do their player announcements. It's just like that real, like, kind of like just building kind of instrumental.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I'd have to hear it.
You can find the Chicago Bulls theme.
I can't play it back in my head right now.
You'll know it the minute the opening keyboard sound goes off. It's so cool.
Alan Parsons Project. That's I haven't heard that name in a while.
Oh, man, he was my jam when I lived in Queen Anne and smoked a lot of pot.
Oh, yeah? That was your boy?
I would listen to Alan Parsons Project all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yep, that's it.
How is this not on the list?
Well, this pumps you up. Does it make you happy? Well, I mean...
Serious is the name of the song.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why. Maybe it's a little too serious. Yeah, I mean, this is a great pump up. But I feel
turn
like...
Turn the lights off. Let's go.
See, for me, as good as this is,
uh-huh.
I like Barbara O'Reilly's opening better.
Very similar.
Yeah. And I think it's better than this.
I can't argue with you on that, because I feel like the payoff of that song is way better than this. This song just kind of just does this now. And it's cool.
Which came first? I think this came after, right?
Yeah.
Part of me wonders, like,
this is like early 80s, maybe?
Yeah, this is almost kind of like a semi-ripoff. Can we get Barbara O'Reilly if you have a shot, Rev? Just because, to me, now that you've wet my whistle, I want to hear.
I'll wet your whistle.
I want to hear the Barbara O'Reilly one.
That would be an epic band to walk on stage to, like if you were in a band,
mm-hmm.
and they just walk in and they got me excited.
All right. Now, Vicky, Danny, you heard that. Now, listen to this. This is the one.
It's a similar vibe.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were kind of like inspired by it. Like, let's do our own version.
This to me is the classic. I mean, I'm sorry. This is the classic.
No, you're right.
Nothing beats this. Oh, so good.
Plus, right. You know, a crime is about to be solved.
That kind of sounds like a news bit.
Yeah.
CSI.
Yeah, CSI. You're right.
I actually know this from Family Guy.
Shocking.
They made the joke that, like, that he was doing karaoke. He's like, hold on. And he was waiting the entire time to start the song.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Also, I'm surprised that on the list, speaking of great intros, would be Europe's The Final Countdown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Especially with the commercial that was out for... Oh, this is so good.
Here we are. And then when the drums... Oh, man.
Let's do this.
Keith Moon.
Come on.
Let's play, partner.
We'll wait for the drums for you, Steve.
Wouldn't be fair not to wait for the drums.
This almost sounds like a 70s TV show intro to me for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Making the world...
Okay, do not insult this with that kind of reference.
That's 80s.
Jesus.
God, when are you going to get your decade right there?
This is not an sitcom.
I can't have him on the show anymore.
He's just insulted.
That's the breaking point?
Yes, he's insulted. This is one of the greatest intros to a song. 80s intro theme. That gives me chills hearing that.
Mm.
Love it.
Someone says, I'm surprised that Hooked on a Feeling wasn't number one.
Oh, man, that's Hooked my new favorite karaoke song.
It's a good song. Was that in Guardians 2?
Yeah, it was in one of the Guardians.
Yeah.
I think it was in the first one. Both of those soundtracks are worth buying.
Yeah, they're
like,
good.
Those are the ones that actually got me into Fleetwood Mac, because The Chain is on the second one.
Yeah, dude, it's funny how 70s music is making a comeback, because after the 80s music and synthesizers and everything started really dominating, I thought no one's ever going to want to hear these K-Tel 70s hits ever again. And then here comes Guardians of the Galaxy. And you realize, God, some of these songs really were good.
Yeah.
Nice. Yesterday. Oh, yeah.
All right, that's not the right version.
Oh no.
Thankfully, I wanted to do the Limp Bizkit.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to do the Limp Bizkit.
You got
to
be careful when you're just
touching. There was no cursing. It just wasn't the right version.
All right, fine.
It makes me very sad.
Shall I wait or should we? What do you want to do?
Partner, keep on rolling, baby. What time it is.
That is so cheesy, but it is awesome.
Yeah, I had to be the engineer for that.
Okay, what Fred, you want to do? Want to say, all right, partner?
Yeah, all right,
keep on
partner.
Rolling. Okay, Fred.
Baby. You got to get the baby
That's
in there.
True. I'm sorry. I plagiarized.
Misquoted it.
Misquoted it. I plagiarized.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In Greece, who played Sandy?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
Yep, you win the newlywed game.
Oh,
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes. See, I knew you were going to say that, and I should have bet Red Breakfast.
Amazing.
On that one. Should have bet him. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.